It's the After the Show podcast, precious. Sure.
We don't care. We're about to swear on the air. It's the After the Show, so tune in if you dare. KVJ, get risque every single day. It's uncensored. We can say what we want to say.
Getting into the weekend, it is KVJ After the Show podcast. Hello, everybody.
Hello, yeah. everybody, right. Hello.
Getting there to Halloween weekend.
I think I probably got to restock our bar here in the studio if there's talks about a party tomorrow.
Having a couple beverages.
Well, you started talking about a grilled cheese party a couple weeks ago, and then you got your good blood work results, and so now I think we're talking about a grilled cheese and booze party on Friday.
Just gonna go fuck it all up.
Yeah, gonna do all that good.
Here's the thing, though. I don't know if I can do grilled cheese and drinking. I got that BAT, that bitch-ass tummy when I'm drinking. I like to either keep it liquor or food.
Well, I can always make your sandwiches to go.
Now mama knows what I like.
Which is what you're really gunning for.
That's
anyway.
The moment I like.
Okay, yeah.
Who's shopping, me or you?
You know, whatever. The last time I said I'd shop, you kind of bit my head off. In a nice way.
I might need you to shop just this time, just because I got company coming in town tomorrow. Today's crunch day.
You know what? Let's save the grilled cheese party, and we'll just have a nice, fun little...
Okay, we'll just be drunk.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, there you go. Just make it easy.
Poor sweet Kevin's got to deal with our bullshit.
Yeah, it'll be a fun little day tomorrow. So there you go.
Are we having a Halloween-y type show tomorrow?
Oh, I mean, yeah. I think we'll keep the vibes going. We've had, some Halloween-y themed stuff, talking about the local haunts and, doing Halloween theater, Halloween movies. Yeah, we'll keep it going.
I mean, if you really want to tickle my fancy, we all dress up tomorrow.
Oh, yeah?
I'll come in a car. I know you hate costumes.
Okay? I don't really have a costume yet.
I got plenty of costumes.
Yeah, you do, yeah.
You know I do.
Okay.
Yeah, if you need a costume, he can hook you up.
He can, huh?
But will you put up with a costume?
I don't think you love costumes.
I don't love costumes. I know you love costumes. Yeah.
Will you do it for him? How much do you love Jason?
Yeah, I might do it. We'll see. It's just, a lot of times it depends upon how obtrusive it is. I remember one time I was in something, and I was over here trying to work all the controls, and I couldn't, and the whole show was just falling to pieces.
We've got...
And nobody can see you because you're on the radio. Can only just hear you. I'm like, this is so dumb. Like, no one can even see what I'm doing here, really.
We got you a Tin Man costume. Is
yeah.
Okay?
KVJ TV, dog. And I think it was...
I think it was before KVJ TV, so I don't even know if anybody's really watching.
I'm pretty sure it was that big-ass baloney costume I have.
Might have been. I can't even remember.
Oh.
Yeah.
Baloney's a sweet costume.
It gets the eyes going.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, consider it. What is your go-to? Virginia, you said you had a costume theme this year?
I've got a couple. I got to see what my ass fits in because I did okay with my eating the past few weeks, but I wasn't perfect. So I got to try to squeeze into a nurse costume that I think is a little tight.
Don't be so hard on yourself. Be a nurse with some curves.
Be a nurse with a muffin top.
Mm-hmm. Muffin tops aren't as bad as you think.
I'll see what I can, a sausage stuff into it. We'll see. I might put on some Spanx.
Okay. That's one way to do it.
Those work, man. You gave me some Manx one time. I'm like, okay, I see why Elvis the King was wearing girdles sometimes on stage.
It does give you support and make you feel like 10 pounds skinnier when you're not.
Does that kind of take a little bit of the magic out of Elvis, knowing that he was with a girdle on?
No, it's
smoking mirrors.
It.
Yeah, it's okay. Smoking mirrors.
All right, I'm just asking.
It's putting yourself together.
Fuck, didn't realize that to me, Elvis fans.
Yeah. Well, Michael Jackson, I've heard the same thing. That guy was just, they were patching that guy together.
With Spanx stuff?
He didn't need Spanx because he was so skinny, but he had massive bald spots.
Oh, did he?
Yeah.
I did not know
that. That was all fake hair and things like that. Yeah, it took a lot to put Michael Jackson together.
Was the fake hair natural or was that from the fire?
It was because of the fire. It screwed him up. And, and then he started doing all that skin lightening and things like that. So, yeah, some of that stuff started to really come out. I know in the autopsy, they had a lot of things of like, wow, really? Yeah.
Wouldn't you love
to some issues.
Really know or really love to know how he really was? There's so many rumors about Michael Jackson and so many fucked up stories.
I think you probably, yeah, I think you kind of know. I think it'd be weird.
I think it'd be weird, man. Yeah. I'm with you.
There's no way he's not weird hanging out with that guy. You'd probably be like, okay, I'm kind of uncomfortable.
Yeah, yes.
Yeah. Especially if you're, you know.
A cute young boy.
Yeah. I think I need to go.
I'm feeling weird.
Uh-huh. Some of the comments that I did not get to here today. This is one for Make Your Job Sound Scary. It says, I take metal tools and scrape and rip dead skin off your body. I pray I don't make you bleed.
You are
dermatologist.
A dermatologist.
It's good guess. Yeah, it's good guess. It's a nail tech. Nail technician.
Oh, got it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I guess around your cuticles are ripping off the dead skin. And
yeah, absolutely.
If I write up a couple of these for tomorrow, Halloween show, yeah. And I play for the Kevin Raw, I'm giving you the answers.
You're giving me the answers?
Or I'm giving you the questions. You're going to give me the answers.
All right, I'm just trying to follow this game here.
It's going to be tough. You see how it's going right now? That's how the game's going to go.
And he hasn't even started drinking yet.
I'm just naturally dumb.
Aww.
And these overalls don't help either. I look way dumber in these things.
It does give you that hee-haw element.
Oh, shit, Kevin.
Well, it's a correct answer.
Oh, man, fuck.
So what am I getting tomorrow?
Just fuckery.
What are you pipe down?
And not just fuckery, drunk fuckery.
You are going to get some drunk fuckery
it's
tomorrow.
It's going to derail the show. You
I'm
may
derailing
want,
awkward yeah. bit.
Yeah, I'm all for Xanax. It.
Let's
a
do
Xanax.
It.
I come up with like three or four that I'm trying to stump you on.
Okay.
And see if you can guess them.
All right.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
All right. I like it. That's a verbal commitment, y'all.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I love it. I'm so excited.
Why not?
You know Halloween shows are my favorite.
Oh, they're fun.
I love Halloween shows.
It is pretty fun.
Halloween is arguably one of the best days of the year. I love that.
Me
love St. Patty's
too.
Day. I don't know which I love more. I love them both.
We're not going to have a Halloween like this for quite some time.
The Halloween theme decorations are my favorite. And so that's how I get the spirit. I got my house tricked out. I love it. It's the best decorations. Better than Christmas. Don't come at me with your Easter. Halloween rules.
Still can't believe no one knows what the shit I'm talking about. From back in the 80s and 90s, it's a Dracula vampire poster.
You talk about it every year. And people called in and said they knew it.
They did?
Yeah.
The one that looks like John Travolta? The John Travolta vampire one.
They called and said they knew what you were talking about.
Every time I bring John Travolta into it, they shut down on me. Every time. Kind of like right now.
Yeah, for some reason I'm with Virginia. I thought we had a solution to this.
We
last
did.
Year.
People called in and said, "Oh my gosh, we had that poster too in our family bird."
I remember it differently. I'm sorry. I'm just speaking my truth.
Well, call back. We'll get confirmation again.
I think you're actually speaking your lies. I don't think you're speaking your truth. I think you think you are.
Well, there might be some truth in that.
Mm-hmm. And somebody else had texted us earlier in the show, too. We were talking about the Flagler Museum.
Ooh, I love it there.
About what makes that haunted. Apparently, it is his much younger wife. I have to look into how she died because he was 83. He fell down the marble staircase. Maybe a little mystery to that. And then she's much younger, but she dies 4 years later.
Do you know how much younger she was?
No, I don't. That's what I want to look into. I want to look into why she died.
I think homegirl was in her 30s or 40s.
Okay, well, there's no way.
She was considerably younger.
If she's in her 30s, there's no way she was enjoying that.
She was enjoying the life.
The life, yes. But when it came to sex time, give me a break.
Wow.
He had three different wives. He had one that was Mary Harkness Flagler, Ida Alice Flagler, and then he had Mary Lily Keenan. And they were just married for the last 13 years of his life. And I was going to say, yeah, she's not, I don't know, I wouldn't say that she's much younger.
Okay, because even if he's 83.
I thought she was much younger, but I can't remember.
63 would be much younger. You know what I mean?
She looked young in the... Yeah.
She looked young.
She was 23. He was 61.
Okay, maybe the photo that they have of her is.
Man, she was 21. She looks like she's 63.
I know. Yeah, the photo I was looking at, she does not look what I thought.
Old-timey people always look way older than what they were.
Yeah, she met Henry Morrison Flagler at the home of mutual friends in Rhode Island when he was 61 and she was 23.
Ooh.
That's a pretty big gap, ladies.
Dang.
I don't think they talked about that shit back then. They're like, all right, good.
Well, nobody stepped up to Henry Flagler and said shit.
At one point, she was the richest woman in the world.
Wow.
It says.
And that's how she pulled it, put up with his old dick, because of that title right there.
Yeah. Dang, okay.
Did she marry again after he died?
Oh, Robert Bingham.
That was dumb.
It looks at.
Oh,
like,
Bingham's
yeah.
gonna off you, bitch. What are you doing?
No, Bingham brought the thunder. That's why. She was so sick of old peen, she wanted some new peen, and I bet it was great.
Yeah, it was great till he killed her.
Did he kill her?
He fucked her to death. That's what I heard.
What?
No.
Oh, my God. You can tell it's a loose week.
I'm just kidding. I don't know.
I don't know.
I don't
I'm reading here, but it's hard to read and talk at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
Well, then stop talking.
Yeah.
Hey, you can fuck yourself, too.
Yeah.
To death. To death.
And they had said this guy had a newspaper, Bingham, the one that she had remarried after Flagler, and he had a newspaper empire that he sold to Gannett Publishing, which I believe is still around.
Yeah,
today.
I've heard of that.
Yeah.
The Gannett Gazette.
Yeah, it's big stuff.
There is speculation as to why and to her cause of death. Some people dispute the conclusion that she died of natural causes. Some people say murder from morphine.
Wow.
How old was she when she died?
Let's see.
The story I had earlier had said that she died just, I thought it was 4 years after he did. So she would have been young if that's the case, but there's a lot of story here.
She died 8 months after marrying that other cat.
Yeah.
Big Dick Bingham.
Definitely Big Dick. The name like Bingham. You have a hog.
Yeah. It's Bing and Ham.
Oh, yeah. Exactly.
Bing. Ham. Take my ham.
Yeah. That guy is throwing.
It's not Bingham. It's Bing Ham.
He's got a fucking trunk.
There he goes.
Oh, yeah.
That's what that is. Gosh. Yeah, somebody had texted in, though, about it. I'll get up on that story for tomorrow all about her. But it said the Flagler Museum qualifies as a next-level creepy place when you're behind the scenes. I have done some there. Fire suppression system. I worked there a couple of times, and every time I would go into the underground system at the Flagler Museum, I swear it gets unsettling, and you can just feel something watching you the entire time.
I love it.
The attic is just as bad, too. I believe it has something to do with the fact that they relocated the entire building years ago, and it seems like they've made something angry.
Mm-hmm. She died when she was 50.
Okay, so it was much later then.
Yeah, I think me and you are the only ones to give a shit about how old she was.
I think it matters.
Okay. Well, what's the age you get to where, of course, if you die, it's sad, but there, I feel like there's an age where people are like, they were fucking 72. What's that age where people are like, I'm sad that they passed, but they were kind of old? Would you say past the age of, once you get in your 70s?
Well, as you get older, it gets older.
A year or two.
No. Every year it will get older, I think.
What do you... Wait. All right, never mind. What?
Did you start drinking early for tomorrow?
You broke my brain again.
Wait, what?
I can't tell if it's your shitty answer or my horrible question.
It's a bad combination.
Both. It's probably both.
Horrible questions and terrible answers.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Drank.
I think that if you make it, I think the median age is 77 in the U.S. for death.
Okay.
So if you make it into your mid-70s, like, okay, you had a good life.
That's
you know?
What I'm asking. When does it, is it a good run? If you died at 69, you're sad that
it's
you're dead.
Solid.
But it's a good run.
And it's how you went and what you did in that time.
Man, if we die at 69, we're past the fucking all-star break. We better get to living.
That's why they call it midlife.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Damn, I got heavy.
Yeah.
Shit.
Uh-oh. She's having a moment.
You might start drinking today.
I know. Fuck this water. Gosh, it's terrible.
Yeah. It's tough. So, yeah, we'll have some more tomorrow. I'm trying to think of what we have left tomorrow for the scary haunts that we'll be talking about. I think I kind of talked about the Devil Tree with that last week.
Yeah. And I covered it a lot, too. I think people are burned on it.
Yeah,
I know that because I got an email. Birch, shut the fuck up about the Devil Tree.
Okay, yeah.
It was from me.
No, this person was way nicer.
Yeah. Definitely wasn't Virginia. Real life spooky story. I'd seen this about Ghislaine Maxwell, about what it's like where she is and some of the restrictions. Apparently, she's got two cameras trained on her inside her prison cell at all times, just trying to make sure she doesn't commit suicide like Jeffrey Epstein. The flaw I see with this, though, is they had three cameras trained on Jeffrey Epstein that all failed. She only has two, so...
I mean, she must know less stuff.
If you can make three fail, two is the when they come in to kill her, they're gonna be going, "Do you guys only put up two cameras?" Well, that's easy.
All right.
Wasn't she complaining that they weren't letting her exercise enough in the beginning?
They didn't give her a brassiere for them titties, so
yeah,
she got a bra. I think she is exercising now.
Yeah, she did. Yeah, she can finally do jumping jacks.
I get it, girl. If I even try to run down the stairs without a bra on, titties hurt.
Do they?
Yeah.
I don't know what it's like to have big titties.
Yeah.
I would love to.
If you did, it'd be odd. You think you're having a hard time touching a beaver now?
Those overalls would fit better, though.
They would. Oh, my titties would pop in these overalls.
Yeah. That is hot when you have a chick and...
Oh, I do like the overall look with the chick. Oh, with the country pigtails or braids or whatever. Oh, man, just burnt real horny.
Yeah.
Maybe you shouldn't drink tomorrow. You're going to drunk dial somebody. I can smell
it. I'm not.
Whatever.
Whatever. You don't know shit.
I know a lot more than you give me credit for.
First of all, you have to call somebody. I'm all about texting.
You better delete them numbers now in the phone.
Yeah. He's going to break out that peach emoji.
Oh, so much peach and eggplant.
Yeah. What are your other little dirty emojis?
The purple devil. I know he's used that one.
Oh, the one with the tongue.
Horny little devil,
symbolized eating out.
Horny little devil, the lips. What?
I just...
What is this symbolized? Wait, what are you talking about?
Just a purple horny devil.
There's one with a
I don't know what if he's going downtown to
There's
have a
There's an emoji
buffet.
For that? I didn't know that.
I spoke too many words.
There's an emoji for that?
There's one with a tongue that could, you know.
Clearly you've used this before.
No, okay.
And the taco.
I could do taco. You could do the peach. Whatever.
Yeah. All right.
I feel like I've been drinking. Is it weird to be drunk and you haven't had a sip?
I'm so sober right now.
I'm giddy.
Mm-hmm.
That's because you're excited. You got stuff on deck.
I do. I finally have plans.
I've noticed that about Virginia. If she's got plans, right about Wednesday, she gets giddy. She's fun.
Mm-hmm. That's true. If I don't have anything going on, I shrivel up and die.
Damn.
I need plans. I need something to look forward to, damn it.
I agree with you. I think having little plans and something to look forward to, that's the key to life. A little hope. It's hope.
I didn't realize how much I needed it till it was taken away.
Mm. There you go.
Do you got big plans? Do you have anything you're looking forward to?
Yeah, High State, Penn State, Saturday night.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, football season every weekend, I guess I'm going to look forward to.
That is cozy for you.
It is, yeah. This is my cozy time of year.
Good. That's why I love it.
Yeah. As long as that damn coronavirus stays away, we'll be okay.
So will you have any Halloween fun or no? Because you're like, the game overrides.
I've thought about that. I do, you know, have an opportunity. And I just, I've done that before where there was a game on that I watch games a little.
Right.
At least Buckeye games. Other football games I can just have passively in the background. But Buckeye football games I really focus on. And then I'm, what's the point? If I'm at a party and I'm not even paying attention to anybody and I'm over in the corner staring at a TV, like. People would be like, that guy's an asshole.
Dad, can you take me trick-or-treating? Shut the fuck up, Kenan. The Buckeyes are on.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. We'll get it next year. You'll be fine.
You can actually blame it on the coronavirus, and then it's really the game. But
oh, yeah, kids.
Totally blame it on corona. Nope, it's not safe to trick-or-treat this year, kid.
Yeah, I don't know what we're doing with that. You know, my son Cannon is 12, so, and I haven't heard any peep about him going out. We did take him out last year at 11 for trick-or-treating, but I was wondering that last year. Is this the last year that I'll be taking a kid out for trick-or-treating?
You're morphing into 12, mm-hmm. going into 13. I remember 13-year-old trick-or-treating Bird.
Yeah.
You're looking for Snickers, but you're also looking for, you know, some pie, if you know what I mean. I'm just saying.
The taco emoji.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yes.
You're the little purple devil.
Yeah. Well, 13. I hate to say it, but 13, you are starting to think those thoughts.
Yeah.
Do you think he's thinking those thoughts?
Well, he's
Cannon.
Yeah.
I don't know.
He's talking to girls on the phone, he's thinking those thoughts.
He's getting there. Yeah. If not now, it's soon. So I get it. They grow up fast these days.
Well, I mean, when I was 12, I was without a doubt.
You were an early bloomer.
I don't know. 12 seems about right.
You had an older brother, though. I think older brothers expose you to stuff.
I'm just telling you, with all I've talked about it with my friends, tossing off kind of started around 12 years old, 12 to 13.
When did Cannon start tossing
off?
Well,
that's not what I don't want to bring that up, but when I was 12, end of sixth grade.
Why are you using both hands? I don't know. Are you in a circle jerk?
I was going to say, I think you're tossing someone else off. That's not you tossing off. You are in the middle for, what do they call it, a cream pie? Is that what it is?
How do you know this, Kevin?
Kevin, it's not a cream pie.
Oh, it's not?
What is that? I've heard that term. I'm trying to.
What cream is pie is cream when pie? You come into a woman, into her vagina or butthole. That's the cream pie.
Oh, it is? And,
yeah, you're taking a bukkake.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Sorry. So many filthy terms was, in your dictionary.
Whatever he was doing over here, he looked like he was just about
to. I was trying to.
To get double action.
I'm used to doing a.
He's going to have a
plucking udders because I'm a farmer. That's what it is. Two udders.
Are you milking men?
Whatever. You got a dude flanking you on either side and you are going to town.
I wanted the audience to get what I was doing.
And you're on your knees.
His new movie's called Milking Men.
He's on his knees. You see where his arms are?
It's Milking Men. Hallelujah.
I'm a Milking Man.
Oh, that's your costume.
That's
it. It's great fun. Even though the joke is on me, it's great fun.
He's a cum farmer.
He's harvesting.
Oh, my tummy hurts.
Your butthole's going to hurt.
Oh, man.
Do we have a vacation coming up? Is this why we're in a great mood?
No, we're going to take off at Thanksgiving. But
oh, shit. It's
a month away, babe.
It'll be here before you know it.
True.
Time. Ugh.
Mm-hmm. Time.
Why are you fucking here? Here.
Yeah, they say with Ghislaine that they're waking her up every 3 hours in search of her to make sure she doesn't have something to offer herself.
Oh, yeah, we'll boy.
Yeah.
I like how Kevin goes back to this story.
He's trying to
jerk off Pennington over here.
Yeah, I don't know where else to go with
trying
that.
To pick I'm the like, pieces
yeah.
up.
Yeah.
I don't think other shows have this problem.
I hope not.
Yeah. Something else I saw that I thought was kind of interesting. Remember talking about that new entertainment, Quibi? Is that going to be the future of watching shows and movies in just 5 to 10 minute chunks? They thought, oh, this is going to be it. Our entertainment now is going to be like Quibi. And you had people like Steven Spielberg, LeBron James, and Jennifer Lopez all involved. They raised $1.8 billion.
Jeez.
Yep. Quibi is the new thing. Oh, wait, no, it's not. They already shut down after 6 months.
They hired all these people. They had a whole thing. It looked like, you know, the pictures you see at Google of, like, all these people just working their ass off, and Quibi's done.
So it's kind of like the Fyre Festival where everything went to shit?
But way more put together.
Yeah, I mean, it had the names, it had the money, it had everything that you wanted, and it was supposed to be something that was short bursts of entertainment that you'd watch on your phone, and they thought, okay, as people are traveling or people are waiting, they'll pull up and watch a Quibi episode, and you know what? Yeah, you sit down and you start talking about it and it really starts to make sense. Like, okay, this is starting to, we feel like we're ahead of the curve where entertainment is going. We have everything we want. But I guess where it failed now is kind of a study session. They say the company was hinging on the idea that people would pay for expensively produced short-form content made specifically for their phones. But they say for at least two big reasons it failed. They said that, one, it didn't really have a clear audience. It wasn't offering these prestigious shows like HBO does. I know they try to promote some on regular TV to get people to watch, but apparently it just kind of fell short on content. Didn't really have things that were bingeable, kind of like Netflix. And then I think just TikTok was really kind of taking that audience. The audience that Quibi needed, they were watching shorter videos on TikTok. And the entertainment content was there for free, absolutely.
That's it. Right now, people are like looking at their bills. They're canceling Netflix. They're canceling cable.
Yeah.
They're figuring out ways to save, you know, 10, 20 bucks a month. Matters. Mm-hmm. So if Quibi's charging anything, Quibi is at an immediate distinctive disadvantage.
And they say the other reason why it failed, too, is you really couldn't take screenshots or share clips from the shows at first. And I know, like, for instance, and I didn't really have TikTok, but my kids will always, in our group family chat, will send, like, a TikTok video to go check out. And then it'll pull it up, and it's, you know, so you can share it.
Right.
Like that. Quibi didn't have that. And that's really it. Because today, we're bombarded with so many messages that how you market something and being able to share it between family members and friends, it's important. So share the KBJ show. Thank you.
Share it, please.
Please, share us.
Mm-hmm. I was looking at an email again. I got all of the e-blast stuff for the Miami Hurricanes and the Dolphins, and I got one for tickets for the game on Sunday. I think they're playing the Rams, if I remember right. I think it's the Rams. And I'm thinking, wow, that'd be kind of cool because the new quarterback starts on Sunday, Virginia.
Tua's getting his shot.
It's his first start. Yeah, I mean, it really, if he turns out to be like the next Dan Marino, this is Dolphins history, really.
Yeah. That's a lot of pressure, though. I mean,
But it's a great story. They're going to pull a video of him laying on the field a couple weeks ago, and it's going to be a beautiful story.
Mm-hmm. It is. I don't know if tickets are going to be cheap. I was kind of looking at some of them, and even some of the nosebleeds. Do I want to? It's over $100 a ticket. Well, and some of the bad seats. And keep in mind, they're only doing, I think, like 13,000 capacity.
Can you guarantee those seats are in the shade? Because that sun is brutal.
Well, they've got the awning now, so there's only a few. There's only one part, basically, of the stadium that's in the sun. So,
okay, that's good.
Yeah, a lot of it's more shade now, but there is still a place, I think, where you still get hit and you bake because, it is brutal. You're right.
Yeah, man. I was walking Chewy the other day, and the sun was actually out. Man, what the shit is going on with that thing? It cuts my skin through clothing now.
I'm going to have to check the weather here because I saw earlier in the week they were talking about how it's going to be a little bit colder tonight and a little bit colder tomorrow. And I got so excited because that's what I was praying for, a little bit colder for Halloween.
Feel Halloween-y.
Oh, a little turtleneck?
Tonight, the low is 73. I like that.
That's turtleneck weather.
Tomorrow, the low is 75. I like it lower.
Okay.
But, I mean, it's better than 85. Leaving for work some mornings, it's like 85, and I'm like, ugh.
It's thick. It's steamy.
Why is it 85 at 5 in the morning? That's ridiculous.
And you're at Halloween, yeah. I remember that. I remember one time we had a Halloween party, and it was hot for that Halloween party. I'm like, what the heck is going on? It's the second week of November.
I swear to you, when I was a kid, up until about 12 or 13, Halloweens were cool down here in South Florida, and you did have cold Christmases. I remember when it first started happening, I might have been like 11 or 12 going, wow, it's fucking hot out here. What's going on with this? And then it'd get cold the next year, and it was hot again. And then all of a sudden, Christmas is hot now down here.
You're right.
Yeah.
And I judge it by how many times I bring out, like, coats. Because I know all my coats and what matches what outfit and where I'm going to wear. I barely bring out my coats.
Mama wants to break out that leather, don't you? You got a leather coat?
I have A couple of leather coats.
Okay, that's what I thought. Okay, maybe I'll have to wear my pleather coat. We can do this together. I got a couple pleather jackets.
Fancy. Mm-hmm.
It'll start getting nice next week. It's like 87 today, and then it goes down to the low 80s for the weekend. But then by Tuesday, it's going to be 75 for a high.
I like that.
So there we go. So
that's the weather.
Little glimpse of it, then we'll be back into the low 80s, but we're getting there.
It is amazing, though, that kind of weather, when Florida really dials in, it's cool out. You want to just, the sun can be on you, but it's so crystal clear and cool out. To me, that's the best weather on the planet.
And it puts you in the best mood.
It puts everybody in good moods, it seems, or better moods, I should say. There's always going to be some miserable fucks out there.
So the one thing that I was wondering was, okay, so you got the Dolphins playing on Sunday, Tua's first game. What ticket sales will be like for that? I assume they'll probably sell out, I would think, but I don't know. And then, you know, South Florida has got also the national championship. I was wondering what they're going to do on that, because the governor had made that one comment, yeah, we're going to go ahead and fill up the stadium. I don't care. Is that going to happen? And I would say probably no for the national championship, which is going to be a Hard Rock Stadium for college football, because yesterday they ruled that for the Super Bowl, which is at Raymond James Stadium in Tampa, they're going to limit it to 20% capacity and masks will be mandatory.
Wow. Okay. Well, this is different then, because a month ago they were saying, nope, Super Bowl, full capacity.
That was the governor
corona.
Was popping off. He wanted it. Yeah. But I think, you know, this is probably the NFL that is stepping in and saying, here's what we're going to do. Yeah. Because, you know, they would hear it on a national level. And so they want the 20%. And then I started wondering, you know how much a Super Bowl ticket is when they have full capacity and you put 80,000 people in a stadium or more.
Oh my gosh, it's insane. It's like 10 grand.
So how much will you pay for a Super Bowl ticket in a stadium that is only doing 20% capacity?
I mean, it's going to be astronomical. No regular people are going to be there. It's going to be
there all. There never is, but now?
Now more so.
Yeah.
All corporate.
Yeah. People in the chat room were coming up with your farm porn movie.
Yeah. I just put one in there. I got in the mix too. They're on a tear today in there. They got so many cream pie jokes. It's so funny. I mean, they're really nailing it.
Texas Cream Pie Massacre. Yeah. That's good. I saw yours. That's good. I Dream of Creamy.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's good.
Old school Virginia. I'm keeping it vintage.
I like it.
The Hills Have Cream Pies.
Okay. I just like when is it called a cream pie?
He's trying.
I love it. It
sounds great. It sounds like it should be.
The cream pie sounds delicious.
Yeah.
It's like an actual real cream pie.
In fact, I think I like cream pie for what I was talking about it for more than what it is actually for.
I'm with you.
Yeah.
I mean, I think we should try to cream pie you. If we tried hard enough, could we?
What are we? Are we talking just real cream pies, like the food, or are we talking about a sex act?
Wow.
A shuck shack. I don't know why I turned into Jodie Foster there. I don't know how to answer your question. It's so confusing.
All right, there you go. I know where to go with this.
Oh, damn it. You shut down the fucking podcast. Oh, yep. Come on. Six more mins.
No, I'll get you and your little Denny's, too.
We're saving all of our energy for tomorrow.
Mm-hmm. Quick little shout out to our Den, it says, who has recently recovered from a stroke and went back into the hospital, recovering again. You have your pickle squad on your side. Always, aww, buddy. Love you. Love Mama Duck and the rest of the squad. So I want to get that out there. All right. Thanks for the shout out. You can always get it to us. mail@kbjshow.com. You guys have a great day. We'll see you for the last Halloween show, the KBJ Show, tomorrow. Goodbye.